Well, hey, my friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Been all over the place this morning. I pretty much slept in the studio. I'm just kidding, I didn't, but I was on the Hagman Show last night late. You guys, I feel like I live in here, though, honestly. I'm in the show in the morning, then I'm here till midnight, then I'm back here in the morning. But I do it for you guys. I get the information out to you. If you guys saw the Hagman Show last night, I'm sure you enjoyed it. Me and Doug were on a tirade about a whole array of different topics, including all the way from omelets to our new health master store we're putting in Gaza, all the way to different topics when it comes
to... We're going to have Seaside Gaza Strip here as for health masters.
Me and Doug talked about it last night, and we're going to see the opportunity to build as far as when they start doing a lot of the little, you know, stores and restaurants.
What are we going to do with the landmines? What place is mined?
Well, we got to get rid of those first. We can't have Health Masters landmines. I don't think that's really a thing. Be a good name for a product, though.
Can you imagine the
purple stick extreme?
Put landmines in there. I mean, for the little children.
Well, Dad, we're going to do we're going to send the mine clearing equipment in first. But so
of course you roll a D10 through there. You're not going to have any mines left.
No, not going to be mines left. So I hope you guys are having a great day. Check out the show from last night. Lots of cool stuff we were talking about on there. And what's funny, I was looking at some of the stuff that's going on. Whoops, we're here with Doge. They said at least 40,000 federal workers accept a Doge buyout as deadline looms tonight.
All right.
This is crazy. This has been going on with the Doge programs, you guys know, with Elon Musk, because he's been going in essentially auditing all these agencies. And boy, have we seen the last couple of days the level of not only just explicit, just cash blowing, but in my opinion, fraud. Doug and I talked about it yesterday in detail on the show. Some of the stuff, the money that's being spent is just astronomical. And apparently now 40,000 employees have accepted this 8 month of pay and benefits in exchange for voluntarily stepping down. I think that was a great option. A lot of these jobs, you got to remember, over the last 3 to 4 years, the Biden administration has been trying to prop up the way the economy has been looking with the massive inflation, the massive increase of cost of everything, the insane spending. So they've had to have these numbers, these employment numbers. Well, we know they've been heavily manipulated. We know they did it to keep the market afloat. And so what they did was every single month, oh, we've got X amount of new jobs created. This is the new jobs that they keep talking about. The jobs where they're figuring out where to distribute the Peruvian transgender comic books for $3.5 million bid that basically the USAID got a hold of. Now, this is wild. I saw this earlier. The level of money that the federal government has been spending on fake news is on a level that's unprecedented. Article came out
Politico.
Here. Politico. It's now Politico. $8.1 million from the USAID alone last year.
Oh, by the way, they can't make payroll this week.
Yeah. Seeing that now? Another contract for Politico, $34.3 million. Another one here that I was pulling up on. USA spending, Department of Defense provided $9.1 million to Reuters for, and I quote, yeah, active social engineering defense, large-scale social deception. $9 billion.
What does that even mean, man?
Yeah, I think you know what it means. It's designed. They're putting platforms together in order to manipulate the mind and make people. Remember, the mainstream media, and I went into details. I'm not going to cover it all today. Again, you watched last night's show. The mainstream media is not there to provide you news. They're not there to provide you truth.
Propaganda.
They're there to provide you propaganda designed to direct your mind and your actions in a certain direction so you follow the norm and you follow the narrative that they design you to do without you even knowing that you're doing it. That's the purpose of propaganda in the news outlets. And what we've seen now with the level of money that's being spent now on these different groups, it's insane. And so this Doge program... Yeah, it's funny. There was a meme here that came out. Let me see if I can find it real quick on my email. I had to show you guys this because I was laughing last night. And where's it at here? Right here. It says, somebody put it and said, the Doge is not in the Constitution. He said, neither is the IRS, nor is the Federal Reserve, nor a whole host of other government institutions. Shut all those down and we'll gladly give up Doge. And that's a valid point.
I've got to make a comment here. What's your comment?
Here we go.
You know, I just stop back. I sit back and I watch this stuff sometimes, and I just kind of shake my head. You know, when we were kids, you know, there really didn't have, we didn't have cable TV. We had antennas.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Even when I grew up, yeah, there wasn't much cable.
Well, we did. Well, we had cable. I just didn't have it in the house. Got yeah. Trash it was so we had a 40-foot tower and with an antenna on it. And until the hurricane a couple of years ago, it blew down. And what was interesting about it was when we were children, at around 10, 11, 12 o'clock every single night, all TV broadcasting would go off the air.
Yeah. You told me that.
Okay. And all of a sudden, you'd have they'd play the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'd play something for us before they went off the air.
Yep.
What people didn't realize is they were using subliminal marketing even during the Star Spangled Banner. Now, you may not remember this. I've told you this when you were younger, but you may not remember it. When you slow down the subliminal Star Spangled Banner and the words they were putting on the screen, it said, obey the government, buy, obey the government. And they were doing subliminal marketing to brainwash the people while they were watching the Star Spangled Banner, Austin.
Yep.
This actually happened, okay? And they got busted for it. And then subliminal marketing, they decided that they were being too blatant with it. And what they would do, they figured out if they went to a movie theater and they would show you pictures of the desert subliminally, like they'd have a frame going through let's say 100 frames a second, to take one frame out and it put a desert scene. And so you wouldn't see it, but your subconscious would pick it up. And then they'd put a Coca-Cola with it.
Yep.
Okay. And pretty soon, you know, you're like, gosh, am I thirsty? I feel like I'm in a desert. And you jump up and run to concessions and you go buy junk. And this is subliminal marketing. They would do it to a point so your subconscious mind would pick it up, but your conscious mind would not. But it was extremely effective. You know, William Casey said, I will know that our job at the CIA is done with every American, whatever American believes is a lie. And so we have this government now that is, you know, using the USAID, that's the best way to pronounce it, USAID. They spent apparently approximately $70 billion funding abortions, gender ideology globally. They even routed money to the Church of Satan, Austin.
Yep, I saw that.
And you sit back and you watch all this and you go, who are these people? And you realize that Bill Gates is in the middle of this and he's doing a lot of this stuff. And he's using the money, not his money, but the money from the federal government through this organization, this USAID, to do whatever he wants to do and promote whatever he wants to promote and basically reprogram the mind and the hearts of the people of the United States and the world through our CIA. If you think Operation Mockingbird went away, it's from the 60s and the 70s. I mean, we had congressional hearings about Operation Mockingbird, about how the media was being completely controlled via the CIA as far as from disinformation. It hasn't ended. The same unit, USAID, was also funding election fraud. They were funding everything. Whenever they had a slush fund that they wanted to use in order to get any type of deviant thing done, they just used USAID, including Wuhan Laboratory, including Kinema, including, you know, pump, whatever they wanted to do, they pumped it to this organization. That's why these arrogant people in that organization said, we don't work for anybody. We can do whatever we want to do. You know, and so I have to admit, I got to give, you know, Elon Musk credit when he said, this thing's irretrievable. This thing is completely corrupt to the core.
No, he did. He looked at it.
He says, there's no fixing any of this. You know, all this whole thing's got to go away. And see, and that's the problem with bureaucracy is levels of bureaucracy increase. It's called the Peter Principle. So does the inefficiency and so does accountability, Austin.
Yes.
Because all of a sudden you have plausible deniability all these levels
all
down.
All the way down. I have no idea what that other compartment was doing. I have no other what that department was doing. I have no idea.
I have plausible deniability.
I really don't know. They didn't tell me. They said do this one specific task. You know, I have a friend of mine, and he works for Lockheed Martin. He can't bring up a lot of stuff on it, but he talks to me about some of the programs that they've worked on in very light detail, and he said everything with Lockheed Martin is compartmentalized. I mean, all the way down to the very basis of it. They have one section here somebody's working on. Nobody ever really knows what they're completely working on with Lockheed until they get to the final aspect, and that's all high security clearance.
Skunk works.
Yeah, and so that's what's going on now, and you saw the same thing with the FBI. This is an article that came out from Breitbart now. It says over 5,000 FBI employees worked on January 6 cases while crime skyrocketed.
Hunter Biden didn't get addressed, did he?
No, 5,000. Now, this goes – remember what I told you guys – about a month ago, a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to you about the gigantic billboards. And I showed you photos of them, the gigantic FBI billboards all across Florida and other parts of the country where they're saying, see something, say something, notify the FBI, call our number here if you know anybody that was involved in the January 6th insurrection. Those billboards, I can tell you this from advertisement, aren't cheap in Florida.
And hundreds of thousands.
The digital ones that change constantly, all day. Who is paying for that? Oh, that was part of the FBI's program. 5,000 employees. Now, what's crazy about this here, the FBI only has 38,000 employees and only 13,000 agents. More than 5,000 employees were working on January 6th investigations while the Department of Justice, the FBI, were weaponized against almost every aspect of Trump supporters. Now, here's the crazy part about this. Why weren't these guys involved in doing anything else? I don't know. Why weren't they sent to maybe Chicago? You know, Chirac, as everybody calls it now, Fallujah, Chicago, to stop the gun violence. Why is it that the ATF can't seem to figure out how all these gangs are getting machine guns in Chicago? But we sure figured out how to give the Mexican drug cartel 2,500 machine guns of Fast and Furious, then lose them all. Why are these agencies allowed to do anything they want with no accountability and prosecute anybody they want specifically, and then other people get no prosecution, and they get billions and billions and billions of dollars? That's the entire thing. The ATF only has about 2,500 agents. We had 5,000 FBI agents working on January 6th. Why don't we just have the FBI absorb that completely and totally antiquated agency like ATF and let them actually do their job for once? Just my stance on it. And I think Elon Musk is on the same page.
Well, I'm going to say it this way. All of these federal agencies are massively bloated with too many employees.
Absolutely.
You know, the FBI, if there's 5,000 agents working on it, these entire 5,000 agents need to be terminated.
Yeah. Nothing else to work on.
No, and that's. I remember Roger Stone told me. He said that when they came against him, they had 600 attorneys on staff.
600 attorneys
filing briefs, and they said. And they said they bankrupted him almost immediately because you know he had one attorney. You know he couldn't do it.
That's more than billion-dollar companies. Oh, yeah. Even companies like Meta and Google and all that don't have 600 attorneys sitting around all the time. I mean, you're talking about endless prosecutors, just endless.
Well, you are completely bombarded with just a barrage of paperwork daily.
With discoveries, with everything digging back to what you did when you were 5 years old.
I remember years ago, let me tell you a story. We had one of Austin's friends, basically was up in Daytona.
Yeah.
And they were during bike week. And they were basically running too fast. And then they had motorcycles. The city of Daytona set up a doggone roadblock.
Yeah, they did.
And these guys ran into it, and they got blocked in, and one of them touched another guy's motorcycle that tipped over. A police officer.
His rear pegs clipped one of the officer's front fender.
Yeah.
They charged him with felony battery, all kinds of stuff on it.
There were like 15 felonies.
It was like 15 felonies. If they got convicted, they were going to be in prison for like 25 to 30 years.
And now remember, there were no drugs.
No.
There was no alcohol.
There was no bodily injury.
There was no bodily injury to anybody.
They essentially... Cop tried to pull them over. They allegedly didn't see the cop, and so they kept driving their motorcycles, and then Daytona decided to put up a roadblock at the end of the road. They caught them. They arrested them. And, I mean, they put a laundry list of charges on these guys. I mean, it was absurd.
And so the kids came to me, and they were all in tears, and they're like 18, 19, 20 years old. And I said, well, let's get yourself a couple of really good attorneys. Yeah. And the attorney went in and gave the city of Daytona like 100 pages of just discovery.
Yeah.
You think, well, what for? Well, we need to know what the barometric pressure was that day.
Yeah.
And so what happened is it overwhelmed the city of Daytona. They didn't know what to do. Eventually, everything got dropped.
They plea bargained down. I think
community service.
Community service and like 6 months of like misdemeanor probation. And then after that, all the felonies would completely disappear.
Because there was no drugs. There was no alcohol. There was
no bodily injury.
And so, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, when you have a good attorney firm representing you and they overwhelm the state, you know, with discovery, it basically becomes almost impossible to prove the case without spending a crap load of money, including the state. And so that's the same thing that happened with Roger Stone.
Yeah.
They overwhelmed him with all of this stuff and his attorney firms just went bankrupt.
Well, you can't fight it. That's the problem.
And so, I mean, they weaponized the DOJ.
Then they came in.
He's on a canal with boats in the middle of the night. The guy's like 70-some-odd years old. His wife's got cancer.
And never forget, CNN had front-row SWAT team access to the raid at 4 a.m.
They told them they were going to be there.
They allowed CNN to be shoulder-to-shoulder with the FBI SWAT team that raided his house.
All because Roger Stone sat before Congress and told the truth, and they said that he lied about certain things, and it blew up on him.
Everybody knows, anybody that's been involved in law enforcement, they know closed search warrants. Press is never allowed to enter a residence with the SWAT team on a hot raid, ever. There's always, they have to be back behind a lined area. In most cases, the media is never present for a SWAT raid, ever. That whole thing was so set up, it was insane.
I remember I told Roger the second time they called him before Congress, I said, you better just remember what the fifth is.
Yeah.
And he did. Exactly fifth, right. fifth, and then fifth. And oh, by the way, it's the fifth again.
What's your name again? I don't remember the fifth. I mean,
I don't recall the fifth, you know, that's it. And so remember when they say, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. That is not a joke. They're recording it most of the time. Just give you a heads up. I mean, you know, I talked to Harrison about it before. You know, he's an attorney up in Tallahassee. And he said, you know, he tells his clients, just keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Me and him have had discussions on detailed stuff before. And he's told me before that about 90% of his clients, he could get off if they would have kept their mouth shut. And he said that the problem is he goes to defend them. And then all of a sudden, the law enforcement goes, well, here's the body cam footage of them telling us in detail what they did, how they did it, why they did it. And please be nice. I'm trying to be honest with you, so don't prosecute me. And he goes, these people actually think that the law enforcement's their friend when they're doing an investigation on them.
I had a friend of mine, good friend, and his son was like 16, 17 years old, and he stole a laptop.
I remember that. Yep.
Okay. And my buddy didn't know what to do because he wanted to return the laptop to its rightful owner. The father did because he found out about it. So he called up the police department and said, hey, look, my kid stole the laptop. You know, he's a minor. Can I bring it back? And just we'll call this even. Absolutely. We won't prosecute him. We just want the laptop back. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. As soon as he got there, arrested as an adult.
Oh, right on the spot.
Felon.
They didn't care about talking to him. Remember that? As soon as he got there, they arrested him immediately for felony.
He ended up going to prison.
Yeah.
And his life's been on a downhill spiral ever since because he made a stupid thing as a teenager. And, you know, should he have sold him the laptop? Absolutely not. But the point is that, you know, they tell you that anything you say can and will be used against you. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke. There's a reason why they have to say that to you legally because they want to make sure that you have the ability to know that you don't have to incriminate yourself. It's what the crazy part about it is that so many people don't know how to keep their mouth shut. It really is. I learned that a long time ago. It's just sometimes you're just better off not saying anything. You're not going to build your case by talking to them right now.
No.
Just stop talking.
Oh, by the way, talking about building a case, Pam Bondi has ordered the DOJ to pause federal funding to all sanctuary cities.
I saw that.
That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
We're talking billions of dollars.
Hundreds of billions. Yep. About the money. L.A., California is one of the biggest cities, one of the biggest sanctuary cities in the entire country, and they have now gone full defiant. L.A., basically that county, has basically said, we are not going to cooperate with federal agents. We are not going to cooperate with ICE. We are not going to support any deportation whatsoever. But hey, we need to make sure we're getting another $100 billion in federal grants this year because, you know, we need more money because we're broke because we don't want to manage anything. Do you see Trump call out the giant train system that they're putting in California yesterday?
No, I missed it.
Oh, man, you guys got to watch this. I'll have to pull the video up. He brings up how this Brightline train system that's supposed to go through California is like 5 years behind, $100 billion over budget. And he goes, if you look at the math on this, he goes, like, every single person in the entire county could have gotten limousine private escort service for the amount of money that they're spending on this train, and it's not even done. He goes, where's the money going? He goes, we're about to find out because we're about to audit all this federal money today because they've received federal money as well to subsidize this train system. Mm-hmm. So apparently DOGE is going in now. They're auditing the entire program that they're doing. So I'm sure about to find out a whole lot of gold.
Well, that tranny who basically, you know, did that paperwork, who was making that $1 million a year, had to get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And she turned in a 2-page brief. That was worth $1 million, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So then, yeah, there we go. So, then, you know, it just is what it is. I mean, you know, by the way, Argentina now has announced that they're getting out of the World Health Organization.
I saw that.
Because they said it was the COVID lockdown was a complete and total catastrophe. And they said they don't want to be involved with this anymore, and they don't want to be involved with the World Health Organization anymore. So I got to give Argentina kudos. They finally got one right. I really like that a lot that they did all that. And Joe Rogan now is saying that booking Donald Trump on his podcast was super easy, and all Kamala campaign did was lie about the negotiations.
That's so, all she did was lie.
Well, you know, well, 60 Minutes has now come out and released the full footage.
Do you see that?
Unbelievable. She's an idiot.
Yeah. They
couldn't air it, Austin. There's no way they could air that interview.
I saw the full transcript. They basically said there was so much word salad in it, and it was so incoherent, they couldn't air it in its entirety. It was incoherent. And she literally just babbled. Every time he said something, she would just go off on a tangent about something completely unrelated, never answer the question, and then laugh.
That jackass laugh of hers. Unbelievable. By the way, Joe Rogan said Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign lied about him not taking time for her to appear on the Joe Rogan Experience, saying her staffers never committed to his show and even lied about sending someone to his studio for a walkthrough. Rogan added that he believes the false statements were made simply because someone on Harris's staff is trying to cover their butts for the fact that she never did it. Wow. That doesn't surprise anybody. But you know what, though? I really like talking about her in the past tense, but only briefly because she nauseates me to that level.
That's a fact. Well, I think the whole aspect is very, it's very satisfying being that it's the past tense. That I don't have to listen to her ramble anymore and just never answer questions. That, you know, as an American, as a patriot, to watch someone that's in that level of political power, like the vice presidency, and see her just ramble incoherently like a 5-year-old toddler talking to a dog, it made no sense, and it was just embarrassing. You're right, it's past tense is amazing on it.
I'm so glad that's over with. And yeah, but you think about it, that moron was in a few million votes of becoming president. I mean, what is wrong with the people that voted for her, Austin?
Dude, you know how much fraud was involved in that. I think they tried to rig that thing so hard. They couldn't rig it hard enough. They tried to prop
it. She was having to bring in Beyonce and try to get people into her
rally.
They
were bringing in, like, top pop and rap singers to have free concerts that basically Kamala Harris was going to rally at. Kamala Harris was, like, down the bottom of the list. Like, they put, you know, Beyonce at the top, Beyonce concert, and, you know, Kamala Harris is going to make an appearance.
She became a footnote to the
concert.
Literally,
that's what happened with it. Also, too, in other news, Doug and I were joking yesterday about eggs, not the fact that they've gotten so expensive. You know, I've talked to a few people. There's some different places like Aldi's and other stuff where you can still get organic eggs for around, you know, $5, $6, $7 a dozen, because quite frankly, some of the places now are $11, $12 a dozen. And I told him yesterday, we're talking about the multiple powder and run that. That's what I was drinking earlier. Multiple powder with 4 eggs, which is exactly what I had this morning. Then I stacked it again with a purple stick. And I told him, I said, you know, so many people now are starting to realize how beneficial eggs are. You take 4 eggs in the morning. I've told everybody this. You take 4 eggs in the morning as an adult male or female, and you throw in a couple scoops of multiple powder, it will change the entire aspect of your morning, your mental acuity, your intensity, your aggression, your sex drive, your well-being. Everything changes when you give your body the raw nutrients. And it's ironic to me how much they're trying to get rid of eggs now. And this is a story that just came up out of Pennsylvania. State police released in Greencastle that Pete and Jerry, which is a big organic egg farm, they just had 100,000 organic eggs stolen. Stolen. The entire reefer truck full of eggs was stolen, and they still, after the last 4 days, could not find where all these eggs went. And I told
That's
Doug
a lot of eggs.
Well, I know, but I told Doug this. I said,
somebody's having omelets.
Yeah, somebody's having omelets, or is this more of a aspect of trying to short the market even further? You go steal 100,000 eggs. What do you do? You can go knock on supermarkets. Hey bro, I got 5,000 eggs. Half price. Just cash. I got 10,000 eggs if you want more. I got the stuff you want, bro. I got the organic ones. But you know what I'm saying? Where are you dumping 100,000 eggs at? Supermarkets and Publix, they all have contracts with these guys. They're not going to just have some Joe Schmo's going to come up with a cooler and like, hey, man, I got 500 eggs. Where are you selling 100,000 eggs from? It appears to me, in my opinion, me and Doug talked about this, that this may be another effort to try to short the egg market even further to raise the price up so they can start getting this fake meat.
I just think so. You got a bunch of mafioso boys decided to go ahead and
they didn't want to pay for the eggs.
Well, no, it reminds me
of that Goodfellas movie.
It reminds me of that movie Fury.
Yes.
Okay. When he goes into this apartment in this city they go into and he has like some eggs.
Yeah.
Remember that? He covers
like
the eggs. Yeah, says, yeah. Can you make me these eggs? You know,
right in the middle of the war.
Oh, yeah.
Getting eggs. A lot of the chickens were dead.
Oh, yeah. And so you think to yourself, well, wait a minute. Are eggs that important? You got kids going by the local, you know, guys going by the local schoolyard. They're going to the little kids and go, I got a dozen eggs here. You want a dozen eggs? I mean, it's ridiculous. So I don't think 100,000 eggs will make any difference as far as total shorting of the market. But what I am saying is this: it's showing now how valuable eggs are. Oh, here you go.
The Harbor Carrier. You gotta start having armored personnel carriers with troop transport moving eggs to basically local locations. Sad, but the reason why, why is it that chickens are the only ones affected by bird flu? Why is it that everybody knows that whole organic eggs are incredibly good for the omega-3 fats and cholesterol in your body, and they increase mental acuity, and they increase energy, and they increase testosterone? Why are they the main thing that's being shorted right now?
Well, because it was the main thing remembered during COVID that was helping the people recover from COVID.
Yeah.
One of the primary things. Remember that?
Yep.
And so they start saying, oh, don't eat eggs anymore. They're bad for you. I mean, they've been lying about eggs. Let me tell you something about the original research that was done on eggs saying that they were bad for you. They were using powdered eggs. And that's how they got these cholesterol levels to go up, because human beings aren't supposed to eat powdered eggs. No research study has ever been done using whole eggs cracked out of a shell that elevate cholesterol, period. It doesn't happen. You know, these animals were being fed these huge amounts of powdered eggs, and they were being very unhealthy from them because they were so toxic to them. So don't sit there and say that eggs are bad for you, because they're not. Eggs are one of the healthiest. All other protein is determined by protein efficiency ratio based upon eggs.
Eggs are the number one, most efficient, most digestible.
Yeah. By the way, Delta Japan Airline planes, this is more of our DEI wonders here, they ran into each other at the airport in Seattle. DEI in Seattle is a big deal, right? And the Japan Airlines jet sliced the tail of a Delta plane during the frightening collision with its wing, and it left the doggone wing embedded in the tail structure.
It's not funny, but it's like...
Now, you know, here's from just a standpoint of maintenance on airplanes.
Yeah.
That was expensive. They put a big hole in the tail section of the one plane. The other plane's wing is stuck in it, which means now the wing has to go through full inspections. It has to be completely redone.
The whole fuselage has to go through a full inspection, too, to see if there's any, as far as any...
any damage.
Any tweaking.
Because it could have tweaked where it goes into the side of the plane. So, I mean, so this is a big deal. A taxiing Japan Jet Airlines plane that was being directed probably by... some tranny doing their nails with a scope light. You know, you got the flashlights, you know, I've got a hangnail here, you got this way, go that way, you know. Japan Airlines sliced the tail of a Delta plane during a frightening collision at Seattle Airport. I mean, these planes are fully loaded. But luckily, those wings hold fuel, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
The taxiing Japan Airlines that arrived from Tokyo struck the tail of a parked Delta plane. It wasn't even moving, it was parked, okay, at the Tacoma International Airport. Both aircraft were filled with passengers. Terrified passengers who were located between the S concourse and the south maintenance hangars were astonished to see the wing embedded into the tail from their outside windows.
Jeez, what a mess.
No injuries were reported. There was minimal impact to airport operations. Images online showed the Japan Airlines wing cut right through the Delta tail. So we were sitting on the tarmac in CTAR, and another plane ran into us, just casually sliced into our tail. Very scary, one witness said on X. There were 142 customers on the Delta flight. So, again, you got to ask yourself a question. Can they not see that this thing's not going to clear? And if they can't see that it's not going to clear going up to the jet bridge, maybe they need to just put a big stop on it right now and say, why don't we go check to make sure this is going to fit? You know, I can't tell you how many times you pull into the garage and you forget to put your mirrors in, or you may bump a mirror. You kind of need to make sure it's going to fit before you find out whether it's going to be shoved into a hole. So we get these big airplanes like that. But again, what happens is when you have DEI hiring, they see that little yellow line in the middle and they go, oh, tell them to come this way, this way. Let's not bother to look over here 150 feet away where that wing is. Oh, no. It'll be fine. It'll work itself out. Yeah, well, this time it didn't work itself out. So I thought I'd mention that. So I'm glad I wasn't on either one of those aircrafts, and I'm really glad I don't have to pay the bill for that. That would be unbelievably expensive.
Yeah, that wasn't cheap. That wasn't cheap at all. Also, too, this is other news. This is interesting now. The medical establishment is so hard. It's trying so hard to make sure RFK Jr. doesn't get put into place. What's interesting now, Senator Bill Cassidy is now basically has a pivotal tie-breaking vote. And they're essentially trying to make sure that he's not going to go after the vaccine injuries and also vaccine manufacturers. This is an article on the Defender, has talked about how he essentially is winning the critical vote, but essentially he moves one step closer to the top HHS post. And while I post this, you guys can read about what's going on with this. And it was interesting because Doug asked me last night, real briefly, about if he thinks RFK Jr. is going to do something. And I said, I think he is. I think he's got a lot of he's pretty much got all of his eggs in one basket, so pun intended with the eggs. And he goes, well, do you think he's going to do something with the food? Do you think he's going to do some of the vaccines? I said, here's the problem. I said, the good thing is food's probably going to be a pretty easy thing to get some of these additives out, because a lot of these manufacturers I talked about, like Kellogg's with Fruit Loops, they already have an entire ingredient list, a batch that they sell in Europe that doesn't have these toxins in it. I said, here's the issue with the vaccines. The vaccines have mandates attached to them because of the CDC. The vaccine manufacturers enjoy immunity while at the same time having the federal government mandate their shots. It's the most convoluted, sadistic thing I've ever witnessed in my life when you understand we're taking taxpayer funding cash. We're giving it to pharmaceutical companies. They're taking that taxpayer money. They're manufacturing toxic vaccines. Then they're manufacturing those toxic vaccines, and the federal government is mandating them on the population, like the COVID shot or with pediatrics with schools where the kids have to get these shots in order to go to school in some states. So they're mandating the shot with taxpayer money. And then the federal government comes in and says, oh, and by the way, we're going to give you immunity. So the taxpayer money that you use to make these shots, that we've mandated these shots on the population, you're now immune from any liability whatsoever if they kill anybody. That's the problem with the vaccine manufacturers that RFK is going to run into because of the gigantic multi-hundred-billion-dollar plus a year scheme.
Well, what he could do, and if he's going to try, and I don't like it if he did this, but he could do this. He could give them immunity from this point back.
Yeah.
He could
I don't like it either. But everything going forward now.
But everything going forward is you're going to be held accountable for this starting now.
He would have a hard time retroactively trying to hold them accountable because of 1986.
It's 40 years. I mean, yeah. It's going to be impossible to do that because a lot of the guys that were there during that time have long retired and died. True. So you can't really hold them accountable for stuff. But you've got 3 million children right now with autism in the United States. Yeah. 3 million.
At least it would tourniquet it right now.
Yeah.
And call it into question.
It'd stop it.
Yeah.
So, but you know, because once you make them liable for what happens from this point forward, they're all going to pull those vaccines off the market.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they know what they do.
If they, I guarantee you, if you pulled their liability protection, they would immediately start recalling these vaccines. Oh, we need to do a little bit more testing on them. Mm-hmm. We need to reevaluate it. We're going to tweak the formula to double check and to make sure it's safe.
We're
going to
pull all that aluminum out.
Oh, yeah.
All those adjuvants
all
out.
All of a sudden, they're going to go in and start tweaking those things because you're exactly right. That if everybody can start going in and open lawsuits, oh, I got the Gardasil shot. Now I've got Guillain-Barre syndrome.
This is what happened in the 80s. They were being sued out of existence.
Yeah.
And that's why Reagan did what he did, because he was lied to, number one. Yep. And number two is they said they weren't going to manufacture vaccines anymore because they couldn't produce a safe vaccine that didn't cause the damage.
Which you knew was a lie. They did that as a bluff. That was a poker move, was that was.
Yeah.
And then the lobbyists got in and got Reagan involved and lied to him about it. Basically, so
I don't know, Austin. I don't think they would have produced the vaccines if they'd been liable for them, because if you intentionally know you're producing a product that's killing people, you're not going to produce it.
Yeah, but you can produce a clean one.
You could, but do they have the wanna to do that?
Is that the purpose of it?
Don't know, but I mean, they could produce a clean vaccine,
right? But like you said, do they want to do it?
Yeah.
Or is that besides the purpose of what the overall goal?
It's like all these people who were taking that COVID shot at the highest levels of government. It was a total lie. They were getting
saline shots. I got the shot. I had zero side effects. I've had 8 boosters. I'm like, really, really? None of y'all have had any issues whatsoever, and you've had every single booster made.
I remember we had that one friend of ours who was a car salesman, and I remember he had all the boosters. Yep. He got Moderna. He got all of them. He got all the shots.
Not anymore.
And we got in the car, and I remember I looked at you, and I said, he's a dead man. Remember?
Oh, he's on all those blood clot issues. He's getting more and more problematic. Then he went and got another shot.
Mm-hmm.
They cut all those blood clots out of him, and that was it, man.
He's dead. And I knew at that point. Man, he was so arrogant. He goes, I don't care what you say. I'm going to get all the shots. Every shot that comes out, I'm getting another shot. I mean, it was just, remember that? And I looked at him, and I said, man, I wish you'd listen to me. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
But he was completely and totally sold over by what his medical doctors had told him.
By the way, I was talking about eggs earlier and health. I pulled this article up here to save it the other day, and I finally found it while I was searching through here. This is from May 2024. This is an article. It's on the National Institute of Health. This is PubMed, National Library of Medicine. This is a peer-reviewed study, and it goes to detail debunking the myth eggs and heart disease. It said eggs, which are often considered a complete food, have recently been scrutinized by the media as a potential cause for cardiovascular disease.
It's a lie.
However, the media hasn't shown the same enthusiasm for processed foods, high fructose corn syrup, consumption of refined cooking oils, seed oils, and carbohydrate-rich meals, the connection between these factors and metabolic diseases, or the potential long-term impacts on population comorbidities. They've been criticizing eggs to cause cardiovascular disease, which is a lie. And I'm going to post this so you guys can read all this because it goes into detail, a whole lot of stuff. And essentially, at the very base, when you get down to it, the conclusion – eggs are incredibly healthy, make a great contribution to a balanced diet. They have antioxidants. They decrease triglyceride levels. Eggs predominantly carbohydrate deficient meals. So high egg meals with low carbohydrates show the best improvement in lipid levels when compared to similar eggless controls. Avoid discarding the egg yolks as they contain the antioxidants, fatty acids, proteins, vitamins, and minerals that contribute to the health of a balanced diet. Consumers must be aware of the media game, which portrays the illusion that eating their highly processed junk food is not as bad because the egg yolks are bad, despite the truth being they're good for you.
You know, it blows my mind. It's people come in and they say, I want a white, you know, egg white omelet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you do that? It's like the yolk is all the sulfur.
The
That's why it's yellow.
Only time, and I will tell you this, the only time that is something that I would do and I have done in the past is in high, high, high protein meals where I already have a lot of fat in the diet when I was bodybuilding, and I'd have 4 or 5 whole eggs, and then I would add like a cup of organic egg whites on top of that, and you got yourself a plate of eggs. But it's like about 40, 50 grams of protein, and you have the egg whites in it. But doing straight egg white omelets, there's absolutely zero purpose to that from health benefits at all.
By the way, Coach Dahlemeyer, a good friend of mine, wrote an article, and he's talking about what's happening with Christians being persecuted, et cetera. And he says something in this article. He says, but the saddest part of the whole story about January 6th is that church-going Christians believe the lying propaganda spewed out of the D.C. that peaceful Christians were terrorists, insurrectionists, and cop killers.
Yep.
The same government that told you to wear a mask, take a jab, and work from home was the same government that told you lies about the January 6ers and the baby rescuers. Most churches still believe the lies. They couldn't understand the war for America was spiritual and that the father of lies and his minions were running the show. You know, I read that article today, and that's the best sentence, the best paragraph out of the entire article. And he's right, because I thought about that for a minute. When you have these preachers that get up in the pulpit who have no idea what they're talking about
yeah.
from a political standpoint, and they want to run their mouth and tell you to take vaccines. They want to run their mouth and tell you that the people who went to January the 6th are insurrectionists and they should all be locked in prison for the rest of their life.
I've heard it. So have you.
And then they get in there and they basically have a January, you know, July the 4th presentation, and the whole thing's Israeli flags in front.
On that's
and you stop and you look and you go, what is going on here? I mean, what happened to the Church of Jesus Christ here? What happened to the fact that, you know, we're supposed to be the blood-bought Church of the Redeemed, and that we're supposed to forgive one another? I mean, Christians are the only group to go out and kill the wounded. You know, a person gets hurt or makes a mistake as a Christian, in many cases, the church castigates them.
Yeah.
Their friends castigate them. You know, instead of praying for them and helping them get through whatever they're going through, they just castigate them. And mind you, you know, there are some things that are out there that people need to change and then you clean up their act. That's a fact. But the point is, they said that you will know them because they love one another. The Christians are supposed to love each other and support each other. You know, it was so crazy to me. I remember, this is just this personal issue. I remember I had several family members when Sharon had passed away, and they're Christians, and I asked them to come to the funeral, and they did not, to my wife's funeral, and they had a full week to get there. And, you know, and here, you know, 3 years later, I sit and I watch it, and I think about that for a second. I thought, why is it that that was something that even had to be brought up? Why is that something not that they're just going to be here regardless? See, and that's what we're supposed to have, is that we're supposed to have each other's back, you know, and we're supposed to love each other and support one another. And that's why I pray for you guys all the time. Since for me, you're family. You really are. I really mean that. And that's why when you send me emails, I email you back. You know, if you got a question, now, if you send me a link or something, I may not email you back because there's no point. But, you know, if you ask me a question, I always try to answer it. And you mean the world to me, because if it wasn't for you guys being here for us as supporting Health Masters, this podcast would not be possible.
No, it wouldn't. It's way too much time and money to run this podcast for nobody to watch it.
Well, yeah, it's just too much effort. So thank you for your support. Thank you for watching the podcast, and thank you for just praying for us. I mean, it means the world to me. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
No, and you're 100% right, and that's why I've continued to tell everybody we've been putting this platform together here with the marketing for months now to make it as easy as possible, like we have here on the front page, where we got the shows every day, we got the episodes, we got about the episodes, the show notes, the related episodes, the support if you need to get a hold of us as far as what we talk about on here. Got the products that we talk about. We're making it as easy as possible to get the truth out there. We really are.
And that's why we put the new website together, because the old website, like we mentioned yesterday, has become antiquated because of Drupal, and we're having a hard time maintaining it.
We want everybody to have access to this and be able to enjoy an easy transaction if you want to get products, if you want to support us, if you want to go to the show. So thank you for supporting us on all this. And also, too, like I said, sign up for the newsletter. You can sign up for the Brower Show, or you can sign up for Health Masters and or both. I recommend doing both. That way you get the specials that we run all the time, like the multiple powder on sale for 15% off, and you get the daily show so we can get the truth out there. And I get it. I get it. And Dad gets this too. I know you don't agree with everything I say. I'm okay with that. You don't agree with everything he says.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now you speak for yourself.
I know you get the email sometimes, and that's okay. I'm a big boy. He's a big boy. If you don't agree with me, it's cool. I'm fine with that. However, you got to understand that you're never going to agree 100% with everybody all the time. You got to look at the stuff that people are saying and say, is that something I agree with, or is that something I want to do more research on? Like you talk about all the time with grade stuff. If you're agreeing about 70 to 80% of the time on stuff, that's still a pretty doggone good grade. That's a BC average. If you agree about 90%, that's amazing. Getting the truth out there, there's going to be topics that people don't always agree on and stuff that people are going to get irritated about, and that's okay. But again, getting the truth and giving everybody the access to what they have the ability to see is the most important factor.
Well, you know, it's like a relationship. You know, I mean, you could literally grade a relationship every day.
That's what I say, yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
or every week.
Let's just stop for 1 second here. Let's say you're dating somebody. Now, if you're married, you're in. You're just in, okay? But if you're dating somebody, since I found myself in this dating world again, which I don't really want to be in, but I'm in, you know, if you look at a relationship, give that date or that grade every single day to the individual you're with. Is it an A? Is it a B? Is it a C? Is it a D? Or is it an F?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about grading the other person. I'm talking grading grading your relationship with somebody else. So you're both getting a grade.
Right. Exactly. It's not one-sided.
No. And after 30 days, if it's a giant fight and every day is a D or an F, there's a high probability it ain't going to get any better. You know, and so that's why if you can watch a show like ours and you can agree with us, you know, 80, 85% of the time, that's an A, B average. That's a great average.
Even 70% of the time. I mean, C still get through some stuff.
That's a shady side of marginal.
No, it's not bad. I mean, what you think about it is so many people just get mad when I say the word Israel. I'm like, golly, I'm just saying the word. I'm just talking about a topic. I mean, why is it now that suddenly we're going to start giving Ukraine more money if we can have their rare earth elements? Well, I just pissed everybody off with that one. I know everybody's going to be mad at me with that one. I'm just asking the question. Trump says we want Ukraine's rare earth elements.
I thought we were out of Ukraine with Trump when he's running for election.
I thought BlackRock got the contract to rebuild Ukraine and own all infrastructure and assets of Ukraine now.
Well, I thought it was a $1 trillion contract.
I'll leave it with you guys on that one. You make your own decision on how that one goes. But again, I like to bring topics up to have people look at them and go, okay, like the Pennsylvania egg heist. You know, this is something that I laughed about earlier and I brought this up. You guys give me your thoughts on it. Do you think we're having people in the mafia, you know, slinging black market eggs now? Do you think this is another ploy to try to raise the prices up? I don't know, but it's all over the news. So I had to laugh, though. The heist of 100,000 eggs in Pennsylvania becomes a whodunit the police have yet to crack. You can pun intended there? Okay, sorry. I think I'm hungry. I need to go eat some
blood sugar's low, buddy. Yeah.
But again, that's why we put together these shows on here, so you guys have the opportunity to see all these topics on here. And then he does the write-up every day, too.
I do. By the way, Trump tells National Prayer Breakfast, let's bring religion back. Well, I'd rather let's bring Jesus back. How about Christianity back? Yeah. Let's bring God back into our lives. I think we need to bring the Most High God and Jesus back into our lives. President Donald Trump joined the National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol on Thursday morning, honoring more than a 70-year-old Washington tradition. In doing so, he offered the plea, let's bring religion back, let's bring God back into our lives. You know, it's funny to me how he never talks about Jesus. I just thought I'd mention that. That really grieves my spirit. Trump will also speak on a separate prayer breakfast in Washington Hotel sponsored by a private group. AP notes Dwight D. Eisenhower was the first president to attend the prayer breakfast in February of 53. I didn't care for Eisenhower at all, by the way. And every president since then has spoken at the gathering. A Ukrainian delegation is also expected to attend, sending a large cohort to attend the breakfast, arguing that the protection of religious freedom is the reason for the continued U.S. aid in its war against Russia. Wait a minute. Russia is the Russian Orthodox Church in Ukraine and basically the Greek Orthodox Church. And Russia and Putin all believe in that. Vladimir Zelensky does not. So they're using that as a deception to say, oh, by the way, religious freedom is essential, when the Ukrainians have gone after people that are Christians and Russian Orthodox. But I'm going to stop right there before I make somebody mad. What do you think, Austin?
Well, now that apparently we're going to own the rare earth metals in Ukraine, Zelensky's demanding NATO gives him nukes now. So, yeah, that's where that's going with the this guy. I can't even take him seriously. He's such a clown. And, yeah, now he wants nukes. But he can't even figure out where $100 billion went that they laundered, because I guess he didn't get part of it. Or maybe he spent it on all those Bugattis or houses or whatever other allegations that have come out in the mainstream media. You know, I'm still – if we're just handing money out to buy Bugattis, why don't they just start, you know, printing money out so everybody can buy one in the country?
You know, I have a – I saw one of those, a mock-up of one time over in Europe. Never see one in person. I think the oil change on a Bugatti is what, 40, 50?
32,000.
32,000 for an oil change.
Well, no, I went to Festival of Speed in Orlando last year, and they had one. They had two of them. They had an orange one.
They're not that pretty.
They're striking. They're big. They're just, I mean, it's a W16 quad turbo. I've looked at all. I mean, I've been very intrigued with those cars for years. I mean, it's a $3, $4 million. The problem with it is, okay, here's a problem with a car. Say you can even afford one. Where do you drive it? Where do you drive the car? You can't park it anywhere. You're going to walk outside, you have 20 people sitting on it taking photos. Huh. You can't take it anywhere. Even when it was at the Festival of Speed, it had basically stanchions around it. You couldn't get near the car. You couldn't take a photo, you know, in front of the stanchion. They wouldn't even let anybody touch it. So it's more of a work of art.
Isn't the radiator like $100,000?
No, yes. That one rapper, what was his name? T-Pain. He said he bought one. Basically got a rock in the radiator, blew the radiator out, wasn't covered under warranty. It was $85,000 for one of the intercooler radiators. He didn't want to fix it. He traded it in. He got like two Lamborghinis and a Porsche and a Ferrari and another Ferrari or something for trading in the one Bugatti. And he was like, I'll never own one of those again. I don't know how to go off this topic. I guess Leszczynski buying Bugattis.
What's your next story, Alex?
Oh, well, the topics as far as this is interesting now. Hawaii. They've just been getting full tyrannical after this fire. Senate Bill 143 wants to eliminate all non-medical exemptions for as far as religious exemptions for vaccines now. This is crazy. It's part of their governor's package, set of proposed bills. They want to potentially remove any aspect of getting exemptions in order to ensure high rates of vaccination coverage. You know, Hawaii is a beautiful state. I've been over there before.
It is.
Certified scuba diver. I love the area over there. But my goodness, it's gotten corrupt over there.
We were trying to do a shark dive there one time.
Yeah. It was too choppy.
Too choppy, yeah.
I saw a video the other day.
In a cage, by the way. It was a cage.
You can do out of cage ones, though, too.
At night. It was a night cage dive.
Yeah, night cage dive. Glow stick in the cage.
I'm kind of glad I didn't do that.
I don't know. I think of it one of those memorable things. You look back and you're like, I'm glad I did that once. Yeah,
Hart could have survived that one. A big gray white swims up. You don't see him until he shows
up. You're
not
going to sleep all night. Unless you just be real. You do the shark dive at 10, 11 o'clock at night. You're not going to bed when you get back to the room.
No, you will be on adrenaline.
You're going to be on adrenaline all night after that. You know,
by the way, the NGOs are shuttering migrant shelters as releases end up and money dries up. Imagine that. Non-government migrant shelters are feeling the impact of illegal entries continue to dwindle across the southwest border.
Imagine that.
After President Trump's swift decisions to control the border and carry out mass deportations, which he has not done, by the way. He has sent a few people back. Nonprofit organizations that received hundreds of millions, probably from USAID again,
yeah,
from the federal government under the Biden administration, began to close their doors. You know what? I'd like to have a nonprofit organization working through the federal government, getting hundreds of millions of dollars per taking care of migrants.
With no oversight, by the way. Mm-hmm. No oversight. They give the nonprofit the money, and then they just decide what to do and disperse it. I've talked to individuals now that I've known that have not been involved necessarily this topic, but they'll hire people, friends, higher than like $100,000 a year.
From Texas, stuff. From Texas, California, the shelters are once counted on a steady flow of cash from the government, from FEMA, basically through the shelter program, basically in Customs and Border Protection jointly under the shelter and services programs, are no longer receiving any money. Released asylum seeking migrants from the Department of Homeland Security. The released migrants are now the missing part of the equation necessary to receive millions of tax dollars because there's no migrants there. The latest private nonprofit migrant shelter to close is in San Antonio, Texas, which is a beautiful city, by the way. I love that river walk there. Just as a few miles from San Antonio International Airport, the Migrant Resource Center has been run in partnership with the city of San Antonio and Catholic Charities since 2022. On Monday, city officials announced that the shelter would be closing as fewer migrants are being received. In late January, just days after President Trump's inauguration, two shelters closed in Pima County, Arizona. County officials announced the closures in Tucson after the Border Patrol discontinued migrant releases immediately following the 47th president's inauguration. The end of migrant releases in Arizona and other border regions also spelled doom for the shelters. You know, I don't even know what to say that we, the people of the United States, had a gun held to our head, Austin, and had our tax dollars stolen from us to allow people that were illegal criminals coming into the United States to receive our tax dollars and our aid while we work 40 hours a week and pay IRS.
And continually taxed. It's...
No, it's horrible.
You can't focus on it too much because you get really, really mad. Trust me, I've been there.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Because, I mean, how in the world do you actually have a situation where this happened in the United States of America, and why is it okay with anybody in the federal government?
It was a slow boil. This didn't happen overnight. They've been doing this for decades now.
You know, Darien Gap, baby.
Trump put a pretty big squash on his first term. Now what we're seeing now with this DOGE program is we're actually seeing and getting an eyeful of how wasteful the federal government was, and not only just wasteful, how fraudulent it is, how they just, I mean, just hand hundreds of millions of dollars over to these groups with no oversight. Here you go, here's the money. And of course, it's always easy when it doesn't matter. You just add more money to a bill. Instead of a $5 billion bill, it's a $10 billion bill. Congress passes it. It's basically free money to them. It's free money. They don't have to pay for it. And yet taxes continue to go up and inflation goes up.
Here's the other thing, too. Trump has also frozen the millions of USA funds for foreign media. It was also supporting foreign media. American taxpayers are no longer subsidizing foreign media once funded by the United States Agency for International Development, prompting left-wing concern over the potential impact of globalism and journalism and democracy. They never used the term republic. President Trump put a 90-day hold on all USAID's foreign aid this week, which subsequently cuts $268 billion from media outlets in more than 30 countries, Austin.
$250 billion?
According to the agency's 2025 foreign aid budget reported by Reuters, USAID fact sheet taken offline due to the hold boasted the agency's support of 6,000 journalists, 700 news outlets, and 279 media sector civil society organizations. This was monstrous.
Control the media. You control what everybody thinks, man.
You know, I learned a long time ago when you're basically doing a seminar, you never hand somebody your microphone.
Yeah.
Because they could just walk off with it and start talking, and you got to tackle them and drag the mic back out
Get
of their
back
hand.
Get back from them.
You know, you hold the mic with both hands if you have to, and you make sure you know what they're going to say before you put a microphone in their hand. It's unbelievable. It says the agency's work includes many radical left agenda items, such as $1.5 million to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities, $2.5 million for electric vehicles in Vietnam. We covered that the other day. And in Guatemala, $6 million to fund tourism in Egypt. Why are we giving $6 million to fund tourism in
Why
Egypt?
Why are we needing to fund tourism in any country? What is the point of that?
You know, but it just shows the level of corruption that we have and the fact that this organization has been completely shuttered now. I hope they keep it closed. I really
My
do.
My favorite one is the $3.5 million for Peruvian transgender comic books. I still am trying to fathom that one.
Do you realize how many comic books you can print for $3 million?
And they're tranny books. They're not even good comic books. It's not like they're doing Superman or Iron Man or some fun comic book. They're tranny comic books. What is the point of that? I think we all know what the point is.
Well, the point is to indoctrinate the children.
In Peru?
Well, I guess they like, I guess they want a bunch of trannies in Peru. I don't know.
God, speaking of indoctrination and perversion and people that I absolutely loathe, Bill Gates now, if you saw this video, I'm not going to post it here. I'll post it on the website so you guys can see it. It's a very interesting interview he did with Jimmy Fallon last night. This piece of garbage right here. I'm not even going to say anything further than that.
He just wants to be slapped upside the head.
He went on to say essentially that in the near future, humans are not going to be needed for much of anything, so to speak, because of AI.
That is true.
He said the time will come when artificial intelligence is smart enough to teach school children and knowledgeable enough to treat the sick. In the not so distant future, AI will essentially have no need for anything but AI. And this guy's a creeper. Personally, think he's a pedophile, considering how many times he's involved with Jeffrey Epstein. Again, my opinion. But this whole thing with AI, I honestly think we're going to look back at like these shows right now. This is 2025 February, and I think probably by 2035, we're going to look back and be like, wow, that was a great time of the country, and AI is going to completely dominate everything. Skynet and Cyberdyne, I don't think those were sci-fi films. I personally think that was something that they wanted to put together, and that's why they had James Cameron do those films back in the 80s when nobody even talked about computers or supercomputers. Yet we had AI go completely autonomous and basically launch nuclear missiles against the U.S. population because it found this
global population.
Yeah. That was the whole premise of the Terminator with Cyberdyne, and now we're looking at this point where we're saying humans are going to be not needed. So AI is going to do everything. Here's the problem, guys. Human beings aren't meant to be lazy sacks of crap laying on the couch eating Pringles all day. We're designed to be out doing things. We're designed to be out hunting. We're designed to be out building. We're designed to be out growing. We're not designed to be lazy. Human minds and the psyche is designed to continually accomplish things and have certain tasks you get done throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, and have goals and do things and enjoy things, not lay around and have AI cater to you. You become a lazy, lazy generation to have something like AI do everything for you, it's going to bite us in the butt, dude. Big time.
It already has. Social media has already corrupted the hearts and the minds of the youth.
And I think that's a small portion, dude.
Yeah, I was talking to one of my kids this morning, and she said that, you know, basically the dating scene now for young women is just abysmal.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because everybody's just, you know, she says there's very few real alpha men left because they were all so programmed through media.
Well, then on top of that, you can't have found any alpha males. Everything is all about how much likes, views, subscribes we can get on social media all the time now.
It's all fake.
Nobody does anything genuine anymore. The old days of like Candid Camera and America's Funniest Home Videos where you actually caught moments on film that were funny and they were genuine, they don't exist. Everything is scripted now. Everything's aligned. You made that comment yesterday. You said, take one, take two. Here's the next scene we're going to now. Here's the next war. Here's the next theater. Here's the next propaganda. So, again, keep your hearts and minds strong. Keep your body strong. Ultimate Multiple Powder. I'll tell you this right now. You start eating 4 eggs in the morning with 2 scoops of Ultimate Multiple Powder, and you don't feel better in the first week, send me the product back. I'll give you a full refund on it. 90-day guarantee. I'll put that strong of a guarantee on this product right now.
That is the finest, highest quality multiple vitamin in the world, period.
Clean your diet up. Throw some eggs in the morning. You'll be shocked at how much energy you have when you throw those in if you really want to throw them in. Damn, that's what I just had. I feel good. So, again, guys.
You do look all perky.
I feel good. I'm back with the living this week.
I have a little bit of cough still, but otherwise I'm doing pretty good.
You'll be good. So, thank you, guys. If you need anything, please follow us on the website as far as on the subscribe. Get the emails every single day. Subscribe to different shows that we have on there. I appreciate the support. Check out the different specials we have. We're putting those together every single day for you guys so you have the ability to access high-quality supplements. Call us if you need anything. You have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you on this show.
Always remember, there's never a political solution to a spiritual problem.
That's the truth.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. I love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.